How would you overcome PTSD? I'm DJ Alexander, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Thursday, June 25th, 2026, and we just heard 17, Trauma. Today marks the 76th anniversary of the outbreak of the Korean War, and we've been honoring the veterans who fought and sacrificed their lives throughout the month of June. But let us also remember those who continue to live suffering from not only the physical injuries of war, but mental health issues like trauma and PTSD. Well, there's a special way that people have been treating mental health issues in France that I wanted to share. A hospital just outside of Paris is offering donkey companionship for patients, and the treatment includes walking, grooming, and caring for these calm and social animals. One patient compared the experience to taking medication that helps you relax. Another said the donkeys help ease loneliness and provide a welcome break from the routine of treatments and hospital life. The program began in 2016 with just a handful and rescued donkeys and has grown so successfully that it became an official healthcare unit in 2022. Healthcare workers say the animals act as social icebreakers. Patients often find it easier to communicate, build confidence, and engage with others when interacting with the animals. Caring for a donkey can even encourage people to pay more attention to their own daily habits and self-care. So as we remember our veterans and think about the importance of mental health, let's also keep in mind that the answer doesn't always lie in medication. It can be in the form of a gentle animal and some carrots. Here's a song before we move on. This is ONU with Animals. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Speaking of our war heroes, for many of us, coffee is also a daily hero that wakes us up, sharpens our focus, and helps us survive those sluggish afternoons. But according to recent research, that same cup of coffee could be pulling a sneaky double cross later that night. Scientists found that caffeine may reduce brain activity that's essential for deep restorative sleep. So using brainwave monitor, researchers discovered that even while we're asleep, caffeine can keep the brain operating in a state that's closer to being awake. In other words, even if you spend a full 8 hours in bed, your brain might not get the quality recovery it needs. What's particularly interesting is that caffeine appears to affect sleep quality more than sleep quantity. So even if you fall asleep quickly and stay asleep all night, your brain could still be missing out on the deepest stages of rest. And here's the kicker. Caffeine affects everyone differently. For some people, that morning latte or afternoon iced coffee may still be lingering in the system after long after sunset. That would basically create a vicious cycle when you're tired. You drink more coffee, your sleep gets affected, and you reach for another cup the next day. Oh no, guess what I'm having next to me right now? Iced coffee. Oh no! So if you've been wondering why you're exhausted despite getting a full night's sleep, the culprit might not be your mattress, your schedule, or your alarm clock. It could be that innocent-looking cup of coffee sitting on your desk right now. Let's take a song break. Here's Rosé of Blackpink with Drinks All Coffee, followed by Coogie, Good Night, featuring Bio. Your Two Cents. We love connecting with our listeners and hearing your stories. This is where we read your responses to our weekly question posted on our gram. So tell us about your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win the prize. Our Y2C question was, you have $1 million, but you only have 30 minutes to spend it. You can't buy cars, buildings, or stocks. How would you spend the money? We posted this question 2 weeks ago, but we got a lot of responses, so we're going to continue sharing some of them. One first response is from Tasmia Tassin, saying that if I have $1 million, I'll buy all of my favorite artist CDs, and then I will shoot a HD and HQ documentary of myself explaining the details of each CDs and why I love my favorite artists. Song request, Roomba Doomba by Daily Direction. Oh, wow, with $1 million you can... you can actually hire an entire, you know, filming crew to make this documentary. Probably if you have that money, you can just ask the Flix, you know, the Net, and they'll be so happy to help you with this project. By the way, who is this favorite artist? I wonder, because your request is like Daily Direction is a rookie boy band and they have only released like 2 songs so far. Let us know when you write us a message next time, okay? And speaking of this question, $1 million, wow, if 30 minutes, I really don't know how I would spend. The sad thing is I'm probably going to be like, 어떡하지, 못 쓰지, 뭐지, how should I do it? And 30 minutes will all pass already. Ah, 아깝다. Anyway, we're going to play this song for you right away. Thank you so much for your message. This is Daily Direction with Roomba Doomba. All right, we just heard Daily Direction, Roomba Doomba, and we're going to see more responses right now. The next one is from Dekimbele0603 saying that, hi, DJ Brian. Brian. I'd love to go on a trip to Korea with my friends. I know we'd have a great time. Heart. Well, actually, hanging out with Brian, I must say, it's definitely going to be fun. He could just mingle with anybody. But if you want to have a very serious talk with him, you have to go to his house. Well, his house is like a palace, so yeah. Okay, wait, you could actually book a fancy luxury trip to Korea with that money, you know, for you and all with all of your friends in like 30 minutes. 30 minutes isn't enough, don't you think so? Ah, 뭔가 아깝다. How many friends could you invite with like 30 millions? I think, wow, you can just book like 100 person for a whole venue. Wait, that's a lot of money. 대박. Oh, yeah, I think I could just spend it with my friends. It's going to be more than enough. So, yeah, friendship time, that would be nice. Here's another message for Luz Kim Ran from the book saying that I would love to go to Seoul and visit all the beautiful places there, buy clothes, photo albums, and delicious food, etc. I feel like I'm a very T person, okay? I'm actually ENFJ. 근데 30분밖에 없잖아요. You have only 30 minutes. Well, I think the money you can prepay for everything, yeah? Yeah, I think that makes sense, probably. But 30 minutes, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be enough to book for everything. Maybe that makes sense. I'll book for like first class flight, all the hotels, and all these bookings. Yeah, I think that works. All right, sorry for being such a tea right now. Let's take another song break before we read more messages here. The first one here is from Apex Traveler, 지구별 여행자, followed by Haiki, Seoul, such a beautiful city. All right, that was Apex with Traveler, 지구별 여행자, followed by Haiki, Seoul, such a beautiful city. Moving on, here's a message from Kimba639 saying that I would buy merch from my favorite K-pop artists. I would buy all the merch I've always wanted. Maybe I'll even run out of money now that I think about it. It would be my dream. And smiley emoji. Would you even run out of money with that much money? And I'm so curious, who's like your favorite, you know, K-pop artist here? Probably it's not just one, right? Well, it makes sense if you, like, one of them is like G-Dragon, I guess, because you have a lot of like artsy stuff, limited edition stuff. And what kind of K-pop merch will be the most expensive? Is it like a supercar design or collaboration? I'm so curious right now. Recently, I've saw one, Jenny, you know, this very popular Tumblr, the Stan Tumblr. There's a collaboration with Jenny. It's so beautiful. But it's like, oh, what if I scratch the black Tumblr, you know? That's also another thinking I have. But it's not going to be costing you too much. Now let us know, Kimba639, I wonder who is your favorite artist or like K-pop, you know, idols here. And what's the most expensive merch you've ever got? Also, our listeners, share with us. I'm so curious because how much could you spend for this merch? I know some of them are really expensive. The light stick is also quite expensive, I guess. So let me know what's really the most expensive. Because during my days, Latte and Mario, we don't really have much merch and they're not really that expensive. But nowadays, all this idols merch could be like, what, a CD player? Whoa, I was so impressed with it. All right, let's get to our last response of the week. This is from M. Aslam saying that, I am Aslam from Uttar Pradesh, India. My 30-minute 1 million speed run. Number 1, clear debts for me and my friends. 200K. I would pay off home loans, credit cards, education loans. Most banks let you do instant online transfer for loans. Fastest way to buy peace of mind. Number 2, donate big. 550K split among local hospitals, animal shelters, tree planting organizations, temples, and educational institutions, because wire transfer can be made instantly. Number 3, prepaid life. 200K, I would buy lifetime supply gift cards on Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, travel sites to book first class round world tickets for parents plus whole family. Oh, so sweet of you. I would also prepay 5 years rent, utilities, and prepay school fees for my kids. Lastly, number 4, splurge. 50K on private concert booking with favorite K-pop group concerts with family tour to Korea. Rue, if I don't spend it, I lose it. So going full wire transfer mode for 30 minutes. Wow. Injong. I would say you're a very realistic, rational person here. I like how you split everything down. Even though I haven't calculated everything yet, it's just 1 million speedrun. I think I would do the same thing, right? All kinds of bills, prepaid everything. That's very wise. I like how you also care about your family, people around you. 너무 좋다. This is very detailed and good and impressive. For me, $1 million in 30 minutes. Inspired by Aslam. Yeah, I'm going to prepaid all my rent. Too bad I can't buy a house, right? So I'll just prepaid all this rent here. Buy, stock up all the food, anything. Electronic appliances, yes, maybe I should do that. You know, I could just buy everything and sell it. Oh, not bad. Thanks for your inspiration. All right, we're going to wrap up this segment right now. We have two songs here for you. First of all, we have Twice with The Best Thing I Ever Did, 올해 제일 잘한 일, followed by POW, Favorite. All right, let's announce today's winner. Today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... Congratulations to Kimba639! Woohoo! So Kimba, if that's you, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email kpop@kbs.co.kr and we will send out your prize. Don't forget to include your ID, whether it's Instagram, message board, or Facebook, in the email or we won't be able to find you. Also, a kind reminder, you can find out if you're a winner by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner of our website and you'll see K-pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page and you'll see the playlist tab. The winners are always on the Wednesday and Thursday playlist, so good luck. Now let's take a song break. Here's Boy Next Door with Viral, followed by Itna, Metronome. That's about it for today. Taking us out, here's Cho Jung-seok with Aloha. Our producer is Chen Eung-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Alexander. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.